From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you so much. Thanks, everybody. We got a great show for you this week. We got Judy Collins. She's going to be coming on later to play Not My Job. But first, sad week for public radio fans. Of course, I'm referring to Garrison Keillor's announcement he will retire in 2 years. What do you think I was talking about? The search for Garrison's replacement has begun. It works the same way as with the Dalai Lama. Monks from Minnesota Public Radio will head out into the Northern Prairie looking for the baby who is the reincarnated spirit of Garrison Keillor. Telltale signs include a tendency to be prematurely wistful. Well, it's been a quiet week at my diaper. If you know any infants who suddenly launch into amusing monologues, or if you just want to play our game, give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Joyce from Tamarack.
Hey, Joyce. How are you?
I'm good.
You're from Tamarack?
Tamarack, Florida.
Oh, Tamarack, Florida. Okay. Are you from there?
No, I'm from New York.
You're from New York.
So of course.
You migrated south like all the other New Yorkers.
It's the law.
It is. Is it a Florida law or a New York law?
It's a New York law.
I understand. Well, welcome to the show, Joyce. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a founder of the Axis of Evil comedy tour, Mr. Maz Jobrani.
Hi, Joyce.
Hi there.
How are you?
Next is the woman behind the advice column, Ask Amy, Ms. Amy Dickinson.
Hey, Joyce.
And lastly, a comedian who's next performing April 1st at the Bloomington, Illinois Center for the Performing Arts, Ms. Paula Poundstone.
Joyce.
Hi, Paula.
Welcome to the show, Joyce. You are going to play Who's Carl this time? Carl Castle is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you will win our prize. Carl Castle's voice in your home answering machine. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. Here is your first quote.
Affleck. Affleck.
Now, Carl wasn't actually quoting anybody. He was auditioning to be the new duck in those Affleck commercials. That's because the guy who has done it up to now, Gilbert Gottfried, got fired for saying stupid things about what?
About the earthquake and tsunami in Japan.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Everybody was watching the events in Japan with horror, but Mr. Gilbert Gottfried made some tasteless jokes about the Japanese disaster on his Twitter feed, and Affleck decided that he did not have the grace and human decency to portray their interrupting duck.
Well, so Twitter helped overthrow Mubarak and
Gilbert Gottfried. Yeah.
I love it that an insurance company is deciding what has grace and human decency.
Right. Now, the Japanese, as you may know, they love their cartoons, and one of the Japanese animation guys came up with a cartoon to explain to kids what is going on with the nuclear reactors. And the metaphor is that nuclear reactor boy, this character, has an upset stomach, and he's farting.
No.
And that's fine, they say. It's fine that he's farting. It's uncomfortable, but it's okay. But if he poops, then we'll be in trouble. And that's their argument. Now, we have a clip, a sound clip from the cartoon. It's in Japanese, but I think it has a universal message.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Is that real? You
That's
made that up.
That's totally real.
And you know what?
Make that up?
That was Gilbert Gottfried, I think.
There you go.
Doing that. Yeah.
I'm glad he's landed on his two little webbed feet.
He got a new gig.
Yes.
Wow.
That was a very strange sounding fart.
That's how you fart in Japanese.
That's Japanese fart, yeah.
Joyce, here's your next quote. It's someone with warm words for former Utah Governor John Huntsman. He's a potential Republican presidential candidate.
As his good friends in China might say, he is truly the yin to my yang. And I'm going to make sure that every primary voter knows it.
That was somebody trying to make Huntsman look bad by saying how much he liked him. Who was it?
Obama?
Yes, indeed. President Obama, yes. In the president's arsenal of kung fu, there is no more powerful move than the death hug. That's what they call it. You heard the president, he was joking about it at the gridiron dinner. But this is a very real strategy the White House is using to take down those opponents they see as most dangerous. John Huntsman was the successful Republican governor of Utah, and he could be a formidable presidential candidate, except he served as President Obama's ambassador to China. And all GOP primary voters know this. Serving this president in any capacity gives you socialism cooties.
He should just endorse every Republican.
Yeah.
He should try that.
Yeah.
Oh, he should briefly date Sarah Palin.
There you
are. Date her a little bit. Just a little date.
Yeah.
It's a funny kind of love that they can't be sure what to do with. It reminds me of when I was in the sixth grade and my friends that were girls would say to me that I looked like Eddie from The Courtship of Eddie's Father.
These are your and friends,
that, yes,
Paula.
Yes, and that if I were a boy, they would go out with me. It's the same kind of thing.
Well, they are doing some things. They have, just to continue the strategy, they have let it be known that it was Newt Gingrich who smuggled the baby Obama here from Kenya. All right, very good, Joyce. Here's your last quote.
As of right now, the players and owners are making Charlie Sheen look calm, rational, and sensible.
That was a sports writer in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. He was talking about the lockout and what big professional sport, Joyce?
The NFL?
Yes, football. They're, yes. They're desperate to keep Brett Favre from coming back yet again, so they just decided to cancel the whole football season. The NFL lockout is on, which means the next football season might not happen. The owners want the players. Okay, great, I see. The owners want the players to play more games for less money. Plus, the owners are making other demands. For example, they want the players to invite them to their parties. The real hardship, though, will not be suffered by football fans, but by their wives and girlfriends, who have previously enjoyed precious months of alone time during football season. Now the woman will be like, well, maybe instead of watching football, you could do the dishes or raise your children. And eventually, the guys will compromise, and they won't raise the kids, but they will join a fantasy child-rearing league. So what are these guys going to do if they can't play football? They're incredibly specialized athletes. I mean,
just push people.
I know, just... I mean, we figure, like, you know, offensive linemen could become offensive linemen and tweet tasteless jokes about Japan.
They could just be offensive.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And then defensive linemen then would be very defensive, yeah, always.
They're like, hey, what?
Well, I didn't do it.
That.
Come on, it wasn't my fault.
Shut up. I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Right.
You're so defensive.
Well, yeah, that's what?
Yeah, I'm a defensive lineman. That's how I am.
Carl, how did Joyce do in our quiz?
Well, Peter, Joyce had three correct answers. So, Joyce, I'll be doing the message on your voicemail.
All right,
congratulations.
Joyce.
Awesome. Thank you.
Joyce, thank you so much for playing, and congratulations.
Thank you so much, Peter.
Bye-bye.
Bye.